Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 144.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silent all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative John.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we ask your blessing on those here today and on those who will be journeying back to join us tomorrow. And as our work and discussions continue during this session, we ask that the love of your Son be with all members of this chamber and his peace surround them, that we all seek to open our hearts and our minds and to set aside differences and be rededicated to serving the best interests of the citizens of this great state to the ultimate of our individual and collective abilities. These things we ask in thy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for October the 18th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for October 18th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received on October 7th, 2021, that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 165, Senate Committee Substitute 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the transportation and motor vehicle laws of the state. The President pro tem appoints Senator Sawyer Chair, Senators McInnes, Britt, and Harrington on the part of the Senate to confer with like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holler.
Noted.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message of the Senate on October 6, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 183, House Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the mandatory waiting period for the driver's license, restoration of limited driver's privileges of persons who operated a motor vehicle, and to require that the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety to study whether to expand the use of ignition interlock systems. The President pro tem appoints Senator Britt, Chair, Senators Daniels and Raven on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body that the end that differences arise may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Notices and announcements. The session tomorrow will be voting. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, October 20th at 1 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene October 20th, 2021 at 1 p.m., subject to the standards and stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Davis is recognized to send forth a Judiciary 1 Committee report, Senate Bill 336, Condominium Declaration Requirement Changes, favorable House Committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 336, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Pursuant to the Senate message read earlier today, the conferees are appointed by the Speaker for Senate Bill 183, which is Begin Modernizing Ignition Interlock Laws. Brendan Jones was appointed chair. Representatives Stevens and Richardson, Senate is so notified. And on motion of the chair, House Bill 259, short title Election Integrity Act, that bill is withdrawn from the calendar of the 20th. That's October 20th, 2021, and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House.